Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Glad you're back with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show and here alongside Dan Buck, filling in for Kimberly St. Ange. We got Ethan Bright and, of course, Sue Thomas with your traffic coming up here shortly. Hey, I got to tell you, I'm a hunter. I go hunting every year. I'll probably go again, maybe sooner. I understand now would be the time to go deer hunting, my brother-in-law has informed me, instead of waiting till November, which is gun season. And then I read, because, you know, when you go deer hunting, here's what you have to do. You're either camping somewhere, and then you get up and walk out into the woods in the dark to go to a tree stand, or you drive there early in the morning. Usually want to be up there before the sun comes up. That's when it hunting season starts. And then I read this headline. A bear had not killed a human in the Ozarks since 1892. Now it's happened twice
in a month. Yep. We covered that last
week.
Oh, man. And that's so uncharacteristic of a black bear. They just they're afraid of humans normally. They do not normally engage.
It's interesting that that's your perspective on that. Because when I traveled to Glacier National Park a few years ago, I went down a bit of a rabbit hole because the National Park Service, when the government's not closed, they put out a lot of videos on what to do when you interact with a bear. And what it said was that a grizzly bear is more likely to attack you and injure you, but if you don't fight back, they'll probably leave you alone and leave the scene. Whereas a black bear, if it attacks you, is more likely doing so because it's hungry and you need to fight back. Which is I've always found weird. So I don't know what's going on down here. I do know that that the next time I'm in the dark heading to a tree stand, I will have a sidearm with me just in case.
No question.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
The one guy was apparently camping without a tent. Sleeping out in the wide open, and not that a tent protects you, but it does protect your scent. It keeps a little bit. Yeah, it does. You're not getting it out there in the air as much. But no, I mean, black bears traditionally are not attackers. They go for a lot of foliage. They'll eat small animals, things like that. But they're only usually between like 150, 170 pounds. Not that I could kick a bear's butt, but at least at 170 pounds, you'd feel you had a chance. You know what I mean?
Man.
Because he's going to try to take you down, right? I'd be going for the eyeballs, right? Right off the bat.
He's thought about this.
Oh, you've got to think about it, right? Because he's probably, if he attacks you and takes you down, it's probably because he's got a limb. Right? I mean, that's how he's going to get you down. He's going to attack you, grab a leg, grab an arm, something. You have to just go for the eyeballs. Like a shark. Same thing. Got to go for the eyeballs because that's what will get him to release and run.
I think I'll just use lead.
Well, if you can get it out in time.
That is disconcerting as somebody who likes to
Can you imagine?
Go into the woods and deer hunt.
1892 was the last attack. It was like over 100 years ago.
Bears, and you know, we've even opened up bear season now. So it's
and you better
back.
Have a big old rifle if it's a polar bear. Up, they were saying up in the north, it's ridiculous, like how fast those animals are and how ferocious.
That in many places in Alaska, people leave their cars unlocked because if one's chasing you. You need to be able to get away. You just hop in somebody's car
will help, even though I'm sure they could get in if they wanted to.
I mean, they say they can run like 25 miles an hour. The fastest humans, like 22. And can you imagine a bear that's like a, what are they, 700 pounds or something like that?
Huge.
You ain't got a chance.
No, not a chance. All right. So we've covered bear news this morning. Be careful with that. That's a little bit of breaking news for you if you're heading out into the woods.
Into the woods.
Coming up, it is 2A Tuesday. Maybe we'll talk that over with Mark Walters at the bottom of the hour. Todd Pyro coming up next, host of Fox and Friends First. Don't miss that. But right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
I'm going to tear up the crown.
I don't know exactly what Nancy imbibed before that particular event yesterday, but she took a crown and she snapped it in half.
Oh, did you see the
Queen
edit
Nancy.
Point? In that video, they had to edit it because she couldn't get it snapped. She was too weak. And somebody had to come up, snap it, then they re-edited like her holding the two pieces.
Watch
the piece on the internet because they make a big edit point when she's trying to snap the crown. Well, I'm so weak and old, I can't even snap this plastic crown.
It was a loser like most of the people that went to those protests.
Just a few weeks ago, Anna, you said that Ukraine could possibly win the war and
well, they could. Territory, but now they could still win it. I don't think they will, but they could still win it. I never said they would win it. I said they could win. Anything could happen.
Anything could happen. People trying to take words out of context here. It's almost like some of them are rooting against him.
I just happen to think if I were Democrats, I would rather have directed that energy into the campaigns that are going on this year instead of marching around the way they did. But listen, you guys spend your time however you want. It's a free country, not a monarchy.
Yeah, it's true. Scott Jennings there. Of course, he has a show here on 97.1 FM Talk, but he's daily on CNN ripping them a new one, and I love listening to it.
More to come, Maria. I'm telling you, Pam Bondi has let us loose, and when this comes out, it'll take the whole of these people's hoaxes down, and we're doing it bit by bit, and it's fantastic. It's a great privilege.
Recognize that voice there, Dan Buck? That was Ed Martin.
Was that Ed?
Yeah, one and only former Missourian who moved to Virginia a number of years ago for his wife's job, but has been involved in politics there. President Trump made him acting U.S. attorney. The Democrats pulled the blue card or whatever, and they had to remove him from that because they knew he wasn't going to get approved. So now they've made him like basically a special prosecutor, looking into a variety of different things, including, according to him, the truth about January 6th. And also, very interestingly, he's going to be looking into a lot of these other issues that we've all been questioned
about. I know the Russian hoax is another one.
Yeah, listen to what he said to Maria Bartiromo about that when she had him on this week. Listen.
What about the January 6th committee? Did they destroy evidence? Is there criminality there?
Of course, we're all in that too. And trust me, a lot of people did not get a pardon that were involved in the select committee, and they ought to be keeping an eye on their mailbox because there's to be asked about.
And the pardons that were given out were done by an auto pen. Are they legitimate?
Well, I'm the pardon attorney, so I'm in that too. I can tell you we're investigating how the pardons were granted. It was not like anything in the history of America what his staffers did, not just with the auto pen, but with faking him out on the memos. More to come, Maria. I'm telling you, Pam Bondi has let us loose, and when this comes out, it'll take the whole of these people's hoaxes down, and we're doing it bit by bit, and it's fantastic. It's a great privilege.
Unbelievable.
She couldn't have appointed a better person. He will track that to the bitter end.
A bulldog. Talk about a bear. Getting back to our bear story, he is definitely a bear on the hunt right now.
That is the perfect person for that job.
Right.
But we're going to need to try to get him on here. Now that I see he's doing media again, I need to text him this morning and see if we can get him on the show. Maybe we can get him up early enough if we do it in the 8 o'clock hour since he's on Eastern time. I'll see what I can do about that. Coming up, we'll get to Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends First. Look to me like Carly Shimkus is kicking his butt in the office football pool. Did you see that?
And And who's second? I think Ansley's second.
Ansley's
second. Yeah, the two women on the show are winning their football pool.
I didn't see where Pyro was, but that's kind of embarrassing. We'll
sixth place.
We'll talk to him about that.
Are you saying women can't know a lot about sports?
No, not at all.
Not.
Come on. Oh, boy. Probably like the team colors might have been why they picked that. Anyway, we'll get to all that and more for you coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, crap. Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have anchor man Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, who's apparently being owned by his anchor lady when it comes to the office football pool.
They're getting smoked, Todd.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, you're
I'm
getting
sorry,
smoked. Hello.
That clip that you play, I tell both my co-anchor, who's a woman, and my wife that same thing, that only men belong in the newsroom. And it goes really well for me.
I'll bet it does every time. Carly Shimkus, leading the Fox Morning News poll in football. How's that a thing there, Todd?
First of all, disclaimer to the people in St. Louis, obviously I don't say that because I'd be divorced and
yes,
Carly would kill
yes,
me.
True.
Second, on the fantasy football thing, do you not follow my social media?
Well, I do. Yeah, I don't know if I check it every day, but I follow you on Twitter. Yeah, yeah. Why?
I'm in three fantasy football leagues, two of which were organized in a proper time frame for organizing fantasy football
leagues. Okay, all right.
One of them is the Fox and Friends Staff League, 5-2, because I'm really good at fantasy football. The other one is, you know, obviously the Ruthless Podcast guys. You obviously know Will Cain.
I do, yes.
I'm in their podcast, 5-2, although I did lose to Comfortably Smug this past week, but still 5-2. So then the
No, we're good. We're good.
We have a drop button.
We got
Todd
a drop button. We dropped
it. They have one of those at Fox News.
So how do you really feel?
The day before the Fox and Friends one, we get told, hey, you're doing a Fox and Friends league. And I said, guys, I have a family, okay? I have a wife and I have kids, and I'm in two leagues. I can't be in charge of this. The guy who allows me to do these radio hits, Connor
yes.
Smith, who you know,
yeah.
literally just walked in the door. Boy, that timing could have been a lot worse.
Tell him we said hello. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. Thank God for the drop. Anyway, so no joke. They come, I'm like, I can't do it. You want to run my team, you run my team. So I let somebody else do the draft. I was like 1-4. So finally I said, I'm firing you. So I made a whole big presentation, you know, like they do at a podium where they fire somebody.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, just we have to go in a different direction. I wish his family the best. And I did all that. I posted it on my social.
That's great.
Now, slowly but surely, I'm crawling back. I'm getting back into it because I'm in charge now and I know how to do fantasy football. Okay. I'm really, really good at it.
He sounds a little defensive here, doesn't he?
I'm going to call him for some tips if he's that good.
I'm really good. No, I'm good. I know what I'm doing.
Sometimes when Todd calls, Carly's in the background somewhere, and she would have chimed in, I'm sure, if she was in there right now.
Right. Can I tell you something that's probably a little bit out of school?
Uh-oh.
Yes. Do we have to have the button ready? We have to have the drop button ready?
No. Curse this time. Stop it.
Okay. All right.
I said, Carly, you know what? as you know, I beat you by 1 point this week. You know, I, in other words, I had that extra point that the Giants didn't seem to have. But she goes, I have no idea. I've never even opened the app.
Oh, no.
Somebody's picking it for
her? Her husband does it.
Oh, okay.
Now that makes a lot more sense because she's whooping up on people.
Yeah, because she didn't play me in the early going. Now that she's played me, she's lost. Again, I'm really good at this. Also, up until now, I've been really good at never cursing on live air. But it's ruined that experience.
Live radio, nothing like it, baby.
Can you guys confirm that curse did not go to the people of St. Louis?
Yes, we can.
Let's find out here. Ethan, can you confirm that?
I mean, I hit the button. I hope
it collapses the last 7 seconds, so you should have been safe.
You should be safe.
He hit it pretty quickly.
So, again, have you seen anything on the socials of people writing the Mark Cox
show? No. Nobody on our social channels are commenting that they heard anything inappropriate whatsoever from our one Todd Pyro. Oh, wait a minute.
Again,
we heard it.
Our social media can hear it.
Oh, social.
It doesn't get dumped out of that.
That's true. No. Yeah,
which means it's not a violation of the FCC,
that's
so it's
true.
Not a problem.
You're good.
Yeah.
Is Elon Musk going to come after me?
Exactly.
I don't know. So here's what I need to know. I saw an article today, a New York Post article, calling for Curtis Sliwa to drop out of the race in New York there for mayor to try to give Cuomo a better chance. Are you following that story at all, or is it just something made up?
Of course. And, you know, look, what's interesting is I think we all thought that Cuomo would get a little bit more of a boost when Adams dropped out.
Yes.
That really didn't happen. So now people are saying the same thing with regard to our friend Curtis Sliwa. And now you notice, you know, it's always been, hey, Curtis, you should do what's best for the city. Hey, Curtis, you really need to do this. Now it's like people are coming up with dirt on Curtis. And I think a lot of the dirt has been known in New York City inner circles for years. But, you know, inner circles are not the mass of voters. And I think the goal is now to pollute Curtis Sliwa and pollute the image of him with all this dirty stuff to really get him to drop out. I don't know if he will. Maybe I shouldn't, you know, get fooled in believing a politician, but he does not give me the sense that he wants to go out. Feels like he's going down with his ship.
I watched him this weekend giving a news conference in a business suit. Normally he's got his red hat on, his cap on. He looked like he means business. I just can't envision him dropping out at this point. And I don't even know if it would make a difference. This is crazy.
That's the thing. That's what it goes to. Like we saw, like I said, with Adams, it didn't make a difference. In this one, maybe, but I understand the logic. The logic makes complete sense. But find me that person that was all in the tank for Sliwa that's going to pull the lever for Cuomo. Cuomo is not well-liked. Killing grandmas, not a great platform.
No, not going to work out well for him at all, I don't think. Todd, we're out of time, my friend. We have to go back and scrub the internet now for you. Don't worry.
That's right.
Sorry for ruining radio.
I can confirm it did get dropped.
Okay, good.
When I don't call next week, I'll know why.
You're good.
Oh, you're all good. Give Carly our best, the leader there, please.
Will do. Have a great week, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you. Todd Pyro there. That's funny. And you know what I love about that is that he's relaxed enough on the radio with us that kind of slipped. It just shows you how real he is.
Yeah, he is. He's personally a guy, the number one guy you want to have a beer with, for sure.
Thank you, Richie. Great comment on Facebook. We'll be back with 2A Tuesday here in just a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, Mark Walters with us, host of Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Mark, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me this morning. Good morning, St. Louis.
Hey, we have a key question for you. So, Mark Walters, you're walking through the woods early in the morning on the way to your tree stand. It's dark as can be outside. There, you know there are bears in your area, which we're now finding somebody got killed in Missouri last week from a bear attack. What's on your hip? What are you carrying for self-defense in the outside chance that you encounter a bear?
A Glock 10 millimeter is on my hip and my rifle.
Nice. Yep, me too. I'm with you. I just wondered about that because I told Dan, like, I'm going to go deer hunting, maybe even this weekend. It'll be with a bow, but I will be carrying a handgun. Because I'm now, two people have been killed by bears in Missouri for the first time since the late 1800s recently.
10 millimeter is a great round for that. You know, Ted Nugent's been talking about the 10 millimeter for years, and I've got a Glock 20 10 millimeter. I've begun carrying that gun a little bit more frequently lately. I carry a full-size handgun on me anyway, for the most part, because I have holsters that accommodate that in today's day and age. You know, it used to be everybody thought self-defense began with a 4 and ended with a 5, right? And we're talking about the 1911s, which is a fantastic gun. I love my 1911. I have one sitting right here in the studio next to me. But in today's day and age, you can carry much more capacity, much more firepower in a much more comfortable holster than the 1911 7+1 or maybe 8+1 if you have an extended magazine. So my recommendation would be a 10 millimeter or a big fat revolver, okay, in 44 plus. So, you know, common choices by a lot of people. Wear it in a cross draw across the chest when you're hunting. A lot of friends of mine do that as well. I have a Tika 270 bolt action, which I use when I get out in the deer stand, and I never have any luck anyway. You know how to avoid me over the years.
Yeah, I'm with you. Cox is an Indian word for Kimber bad hunter.
45 Kimber with hollow points would probably do the job on a 170-pound bear, though.
You think? A 45? Oh, yeah. A 45? Yeah. I don't know.
I think it ain't going to stop a grizzly, but it would stop a 180-pound bear. No
question. Probably turn him around, maybe.
Your run-of-the-mill neighborhood black bear, maybe a couple shots. But that 10 millimeter will take down an African, large African game.
It'll take down a rhino.
I'm just saying, all right?
Yeah, that's very true.
Hey, guys, can we talk about tree stands for a moment? Let's talk about that tree stand briefly in Palm Beach.
Yeah. What's that all about? Yeah, at the airport? Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but I have a theory here, and I'd love to bounce this off you. Here's the host in me coming out asking you questions.
That's all right.
But I was talking with my mother about that right before you called. I said, Mom, I got to go. Mark Cox is calling in a minute. So you guys took precedence over my 86-year-old mom, and you should love that.
You call her back as soon as we're done. That's right.
I certainly will. Well, here I have a thought. She asked me about that, and I said, yeah, it's an interesting question because the reason I believe that that was nefarious, now, I don't know that area around the airport, but I don't believe it's legal to put a tree stand anywhere near any airport property that's within sight or shot of any airplane, let alone Air Force One. But here's where I come down on this. If you're the hunter who put that stand up months ago in anticipation of hunting season, which it is now, and I don't know what the season runs in Florida, but it is where I am. Rifle season began a couple days ago. And it was just an innocent I was going to hunt. Wouldn't you have come forward and told the FBI, hey, that was mine, right? I didn't, and let them know. And the fact that somebody didn't do that, to me, I'd just like your thoughts on that.
Well, what I read was there's no hunting in anywhere in that area. Like, you can't discharge a weapon anywhere near there, so there'd be no reason to have a deer stand up there. Like, even for bow hunting, I don't think it's allowed in that particular area around West Palm Beach. That's the article I read. So it has to be nefarious, whatever it was, with line of sight to where the president gets off the airplane. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, people do stupid things and make mistakes and don't realize that they're, you know, pilots fly in restricted airspace by accident all the time. I mean, you know, that's always a possibility. You know, there's dumb people everywhere. But with this, if that person did make that mistake, if it were me, I would have said something and say, hey, I made a mistake. I'll take it down, do whatever you need to do. I would have come forward. But that's just me. Maybe somebody else realized, oh, my gosh, I screwed up and it scared them and they ran. But yeah, it's interesting. I the other thing is I know Cash Patel personally. I trust these guys. I would have left it up and surveilled it and seen who came back and forth later in time.
Wow,
now that you know it's there.
Yeah.
That's all. Now, I'm not going to sit here to question the head of the FBI. They know what they're doing. Who knows? But that cat's out of the bag now, you know? We got this Glock issue going on right now. Did you see this?
I did not. What's that?
In California, yeah. Right.
Banning Glocks?
Let me read you the post from the Second Amendment Foundation yesterday, right after I got off the air. Huge news. We have received news that as of November 30th, all Glocks are discontinued except 43, 43X, 48X. All Glocks will be replaced with the new Glock V models. These will have changes that prevent switch conversions at launch. All will be non-MOS, no pricing changes, still working to confirm new information. Now, this post is viral. It's out there. Glock has not confirmed or denied anything, although on their web pages they have said that they are discontinuing a lot of their legacy models. So the question here becomes, did Glock cave in because of the lawsuits, because of the Glock bans, for example, that the guns could be modified with the Glock switch? And if they did, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Did they cave to the left? You know, because you and I have talked about that before. Don't make any changes to the gun because of the actions of criminals. And if they did do that, what message does this send to the industry and to the lefty anti-gunners that they can change entire model lines of the most popular guns ever made? This is a fascinating conversation we'll be talking about today for sure.
Yeah, that's a great point. But besides, I mean, people love their Glocks. They love how they operate. You can drop them in mud and pick them up and fire them. I mean, they're utilitarian. If they changed it, the conversation will be, how did you change it and what impact is it going to have over the gun that I've fallen in love with?
And will they admit, if they did change it, that they changed it because of the bans and because of the coverage that this is getting with the Glock switches? And I was talking with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News last night late, who called me after midnight, still trying to work to confirm this, which is why he hasn't written it yet. And Glock has, as I said, hasn't confirmed or denied anything yet. But he told me, he said, to me, it's a non-story. And he said, I'm going to give you an example. Who cares if they change their models? Ford doesn't make a 1913 model 150 pickup anymore, or 1923 pickup anymore. Maybe they just changed their models because it was time for a change with new technology and a new design. So there's the other side of the conversation, but the timing here seems really suspect to me.
It does. Yeah, right on the heels of the California ban.
Well, correct? Maybe they saw that coming with... if 10 or 15 other states were about to do the same thing, that could have had an impact.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
Sig,
to
are
see
you paying attention?
Yeah.
Sig, are you paying attention?
That's
here?
Right. That's right. Mark Walters, thank you, my friend. We appreciate it. Remind people when they can listen to Daily Defense.
Yes. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Central Time, 3 to 4 p.m., Eastern, 4 to 5 p.m., and Sundays, 8 to 11 p.m. 6 days a week. We're burning up the airwaves fighting for your right to bear arms.
Outstanding, my
friend. You're awesome, Mark.
Talk to you next week.
All right, love you guys. Yep. Have a great day, St. Louis.
You too. Yep.
Thank you. Call Mom
right now.
I'm doing that now.
All right, we'll see you.
I hate interrupting calls to Mom.
I know.
Come on. I only wish I could call my mom on my birthday.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't take them for granted.
For sure. All right, coming up, we'll get to a dance segment. You're going to love this one today. And next hour, who's in studio? Ryan Wiggins. It's Wiggins America. We'll be right back.
But don't give a f***.
Today on our Truth Bomb Tuesday, we've got a very special segment for all those libs who love to vilify the Jewish people and the so-called genocide against Israel, against Palestine. And They love to call them the occupiers of the Muslim-led Gaza, even though they don't even start the wars. They don't start the skirmishes. They just finish them over in Israel. But clearly those Jew haters don't hold Muslim nations to the same tough standards. Today's social media warrior is providing a long list of Muslim versus Jewish facts and truths that just will show you the steep hypocrisy of those who only attack Israel and they give Muslim nations a free pass. This is a woman. She goes by the name of Magenta on Facebook, and she is unapologetically dropping truth bombs just about every day. She is awesome, a great defender, and really exposing the Muslim faith globally and how they're promoting a globalist agenda and they hate the independent attitude of Israel and the United States. So let's hear it from Magenta on this Tuesday morning.
They say Israel was committing genocide, yet the population in Gaza has grown by millions since 1948, and there were 95,000 babies born in Gaza in the last 2 years the war.
Not genocide.
And in fact, there are 10 real genocides happening right now in Darfur, Sudan, Myanmar, Congo, Tigray, and Nigeria, involving Muslim or Arab forces attacking minorities. They say Israel controls the world, yet there are 57 Muslim-majority countries voting as a bloc at the United Nations. The OIC, Organization of Islamic Cooperation, holds diplomatic global power and condemn Israel constantly. Islamic financial groups like the WIF, World Economic Islamic Forum, are also integrated into the WEF and G20 economies. They say Israel are occupiers. Meanwhile, Turkey occupies northern Cyprus, Morocco occupies western Sahara, and Pakistan controls parts of Kashmir. Yet none of these Islamic countries face comparable international outrage. They say Israel is apartheid, but Arab citizens of Israel vote, serve in parliament, and attend the same universities and hospitals as Jews. Meanwhile, Jews are banned from living in or visiting certain Muslim countries. They say Jews control the media, yet in reality, Qatar's Al Jazeera, Saudi-owned NBC, Turkey's TRT World, and Iran's Press TV reach billions with pro-Islamic narratives across global networks. They say Israel is the cause of all wars. Over 90% of global conflicts have occurred in Asia and Africa, mostly involving internal Muslim-majority disputes. The civil wars in Syria, Yemen, Sudan, and Libya have killed millions, all driven by Muslim factions, not Israel. Whatever you are accusing Jews and their only state of, you are guilty of. Hey world, especially the Muslim world, learn to look into the mirror for once instead of trying to blame the Jews for all of your shortcomings.
Yeah, man, she absolutely nails it there. Her name again, Magenta, just like the color, M-A-G-E-N-T-A. She says on her Facebook page, the seer of the matrix helping Jews like it's 1939. I mean, of course, the Holocaust is what she's referring to
right,
Jews and Christians are being slaughtered all over the world, but no protest on college campuses. It's okay that this is happening because, you know, they're partnering up with the globalist agenda. There's no question the Islamic ideology is in bed with the WEF and some of these globalists, and she just points it out every day. She's got incredible facts and figures, as you saw there. She comes with the facts, comes with the numbers, and you'll never ever hear those facts on mainstream media, and that's why she is today's truth bomber.
Yeah, is she? So she's on Facebook. She on
she's on X. Yeah, I think she's out on X under the same title. Okay. As Magenta Indigena. I can't really pronounce that. But if you just search Magenta, I promise you she's going to pop up. She only, surprisingly, on Facebook only has like 6.3 thousand followers.
My guess is that's going to go up.
Well,
right.
But millions of views. So a lot of people are sharing her factual content. Unfortunately, they're just not finding her on her channels. And but you'll love her. I'm telling you. She's kind of dry. She's not real flary. She's not fancy. She doesn't, you know, have great sense of humor, but man, she does her research. Yeah.
Well, it's people need to hear that. They need to hear the truth, particularly with all the haters out there. I was saying earlier, I've got a friend on Facebook who is a never-Trumper, and he was out yesterday celebrating the fact that the ceasefire might have ended. And we know that's not the case this morning. It was a skirmish by a couple of holdouts, it appears. But can you imagine going out and celebrating the failure of a peace plan just because you hate the man who put it together, which would be Donald Trump. That's why.
And what that means for that region can be absolutely game-changing for peace in the world. And let's hope it holds. Let's hope it can get back together. And we're working with a terrorist state. It's going to be hard to keep it together because these radicals just want violence. It's what they live for. So it's going to be a challenge.
I agree. Yeah, are they changing the crime stats leading up to the midterms in some of these big cities? Absolutely yes, says the DOJ. We'll talk about that in the next hour. Plus, Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America. Back in a minute.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.